This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump will lay out another immigration plan on Thursday. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
President Donald Trump will lay out a new proposal for overhauling legal immigration Thursday, but with an election year looming, support on Capitol Hill could be difficult to attain. The plan would create a points-based visa system similar to what other countries, including Canada, use. The number of green cards would stay the same, but preference would be given to professionals, exceptional students, and people with vocational degrees. Fewer green cards would be given to people with relatives already in the U.S. The Trump plan does not address the Dreamers, immigrants living in the U.S. illegally who were brought to the country as children. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. is ordering some personnel to leave Iraq immediately amid international worries at the Trump administration sliding toward war with Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The move underscores what Washington says is a growing threat from Iran. The U.S., though, has not publicly given any evidence to back that up, and allies are skeptical. Even a top British general in the anti-Islamic State coalition, who told reporters here at the Pentagon yesterday,
there's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. Central Command, though, says there are credible threats. Washington and Tehran each say nobody's seeking war, but Iran's supreme leader is also issuing a veiled threat, saying it would not be hard for Iran to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The costs seem to be mounting in the U.S. from President Trump's tit-for-tat trade war with China, both for farmers whose sales of crops to China have been cut and U.S. consumers paying higher prices for imported Chinese products. The government said Wednesday that to date it has paid out more than $8.5 billion to American farmers to offset their losses.